Blog Talk Radio.
July 28th, 2014, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy day to you people, and I hope you are planning, aspiring, declaring that you're going to make it a great day today. You know, beautiful things can happen when you apply a little effort. You know, things like, you know, you've been putting off and you finally get it done. Wonderful things happen as a result. Or you go ahead and challenge yourself to start working out or do something else really good for yourself, and, you know, you immediately start to feel better and things get better. Or you decide to embrace a do-over. Boy, that sounds so exciting to me. Maybe in your thinking, your life, or maybe how you look or how you dress or how you wear your hair. Beautiful things really do happen when we make even a little effort. Someone who knows something about that is makeup artist and photo stylist Carol Stover. She's my special guest today, and she takes her work to heart. Making ourselves look beautiful on the outside is not just an art. She'll tell you that. It can be an expression of something much more special within, and Carol has discovered the secret of that, creating beauty from the heart. And I'm very happy to have her with me here today on the Foxology stage. Welcome, Carol.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. I'm dancing to your intro music. That is such a great song.
Oh, yeah. It always gets me rocking and rolling and in the right space, too. I always say that Patti LaBelle. Oh, you're so welcome. That Patti LaBelle really had something going on when she came up with that one. It never gets old to me. Well, I'm really happy to be chatting with you. It's one of my favorite subjects. And so I want to start off by introducing people to you and having them learn a little bit about your background. I know you are in the beauty industry as an artist and a stylist, and I'm wondering how that all got started. I know you kind of recognized as a kid that you had this flair for it, so why don't we go back to that, and what were you actually creating as a kid that let you know you had some kind of ability or gift in that area?
Oh, back in the day, yes. When I was a little girl, I loved to draw pictures. I would draw and paint every day when I came home from school. And I was lucky. My parents were very indulgent with that. They encouraged all of us kids to draw, sculpt, paint, whatever we enjoyed. And it was just a pastime for me. But I remember being that young, but thinking, I'm going to be an artist when I grow up. And I'm going to make money, and I'm going to do beautiful things. And you know how six-year-olds are. That's how it began.
Well, that's really interesting, the way you tagged in there, I'm going to make money. That's pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah.
For a six-year-old.
Even
thinking
at six,
that,
I was but ambitious.
That is very cool. So as the years went on, how did that shake out as far as yourself? Did you find that you had a pretty creative interest in how you made yourself look?
I did. I loved it. It was such a fun thing to do every morning, to sit there in front of the mirror and try a different hair idea or a different scarf, a different pair of shoes, different nail polish. It was just, it was kind of a hobby. It was a fun thing to do just to decorate myself. But it felt like such a creative expression. And I noticed it would change my approach and my attitude. Just like Patty says, it changed my attitude for the day and kind of put me in a certain place.
Yes.
And I think we all Go ahead, love. Sorry.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, you know how, we all know how when you, if you don't feel so great and then you put on a little lipstick or dress yourself up a little nicer, it does change your approach for the day. It does make you feel a little stronger, a little better, able to face what you're not quite ready to face. So it's funny, but it does help. It seems like a simple little thing, but it really does change your perspective.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about that in a little while, but I want to ask you about something that you just said that I think was just fabulous.
Okay.
You said, I love it. You said that you would decorate yourself, and I love the concept of that because to me that's what we are doing. We are actually creating a fun thing for ourselves when we do hair and makeup and clothing and heels and color and, you know, jewelry, all of that. And I love the way that you said that we decorate ourselves because it's a it should feel fun. The approach to it should feel engaging and very unique. And so what would you say to people who, you know, there are a lot of different takes on how people feel about makeup itself. Well, and I think it's you know, certainly
that's
to
true.
Each and everyone, it's their decision if they love it or they don't. I don't think that anybody is less beautiful than they would be, you know, by choosing not to wear it. But
I agree.
There are those of us who have great fun decorating ourselves with it.
We do.
It's
part of our spirit.
Yeah. And I was going to ask you to elaborate a little on what your thoughts are in that about that.
I would love to. This is a favorite topic for me because I do have clients that don't wear makeup all the time. I have a sizable clientele of gay women who ask me to come and help them every year with new colors, maybe a little hairstyle change because they have to dress for work and they want to look polished and groomed. But they know that I've got their whole persona and I'm not going to make them look like someone that they're not. So there's a lot of trust there. So I think you really need to see people for who they truly are and what they want. And there's nothing wrong with changing up your look a little bit every now and then. It's just a joyful thing. Color and playing with your look and your style, it's a joy thing. And it doesn't have to feel like, oh, I need to do this. No, but if you want to, how beautiful is that?
Yeah, that is so very cool. Well, I know that you actually work in the media industry as well as working up close and personal with lots of individuals to enhance how they look. Tell us about your media experience. I know you do film, television, and photo. I know that's a different because you do have to approach that with a different type of strategy. But tell us about how fun that is for you.
I do. It is a little different, but it's still a lot of fun because it's interesting to me because the subjects that I'm working on sometimes are professional talents like actresses, models, actors, but sometimes they're what I would call real people, CEOs of companies, nurses and doctors. I do a lot of medical work. You know, all kinds of different people, an expert in a certain field, doing a satellite media tour, explaining what they do about their book or what have you. And part of what I do is I have to make them as photogenic as possible. So there's special techniques in the highlighting, in the contouring of the bone structure of the face, in making it as three-dimensional as you can, certain mm-hmm. colors that you mm-hmm. photograph well, make sure I use those, making sure the skin looks really good. So things have to be a little larger than life for the media work, and they also have to be a little more perfect than anybody could be. So
yeah,
that's part of the work.
Sure.
It feels a little strange, you know. But I think I still approach it in a way that helps people see who they really are. That's my goal, so that they look in the mirror and say, wow, I look awesome, instead of saying, wow, who is that? I don't ever want them to do that. I want them to be recognizable.
Well, I know that the onlookers, we marvel, of course, at the very stunning and striking beauty of what makeup does for models and movie stars and such. And, you know, I think it's important to recognize that that is a part of the decor that goes along with being a celebrity of sorts. And
sure.
I'd be willing to bet a lot of them just absolutely love taking that off at night and just
I think you're right.
Feeling their skin breathe.
I think that they probably don't even wear it when they're not working.
I would guess
they don't go
through that ritual.
It's a lot for film and for music videos. I've worked on all kinds of fantasy looks for music videos. And it's magical and fun, but at the end of that day, I'm sure they want to take it off.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I talked to you a week or so ago about an interesting post that I saw on Facebook, and I want us to segue into talking about that real special up-close and personal client that you have by using this story, because I think it's important for not just the person wearing the makeup, but the onlooker or the friend or the boyfriend or whomever the intimate relationship is with, that they understand something about the factors and underlying reasons why makeup can be important to somebody. But this story was so funny to me. I saw a post run through Facebook where there were two images of the same person side by side. One of them,
yeah.
the same woman, had on the elaborate movie star model type of makeup. And then the image on the other side of her, she was completely without any, just had her plain image without makeup. And so there was a stark contrast. She was not an unattractive woman without the makeup, but there was a stark contrast. And the caption said, this is why you would want to take her swimming on the first date. And, of course, I only laughed because I know it was meant to humor, but it was posted by a man, and so I was thinking that in his opinion, it's, you know, you're not actually getting what you're thinking if you don't do it this way. But I found it fascinating because I thought, you know what, I don't know if men quite understand the idea behind us making ourselves glamorous. It's not to deceive, at least I hope that's not the motive behind it for women. It's not meant to deceive you to think we look so, you know, extraordinary, and then that comes off and you go like, oh my God, who is this woman? But there can be, and there is, this dynamic where it's a part of the, as you so said it so well, the decor, the decoration of the image, the fun of it. It's pretty. It's fun to do.
Sure.
But I think that I would hope that most of us still feel pretty without it. It's not
That's
something the goal. Meant to...
the
to,
media does not make
it's not meant to say, this is the person that I want you to know and love, but this other person isn't worthy because she's not as glamorous. We're still the same person with the makeup or without it. And I again, would hope that most women are not trying to say that this is the, you know, this is the who and the other one is not is valuable or beautiful, because, you know, there certainly it lends itself to being a very kind of I don't want to call it plain, a more simplistic beauty. But it's still beautiful, and I think men have to learn to appreciate that person as the same person with less of the glamorized look. The glamorized look is only, again, meant to be a part of the putting on the pretty dress and the, you know, the beautiful shoes and making your hair fun and funky and putting on the makeup. It's just a part of how we do us. We feel, I hope, feel simply beautiful without it. So what are your thoughts on that? I thought that that was just so funny. I laughed, I think, for all day thinking about
it. It is funny. And it says a lot about our society, and it says a lot about the relationship between men and women and how complex it is and how men view it from a more simplistic view, and we, of course, as females, have a different perspective. But here's a way you can look at that. To be truly natural, truly unadorned, in any way, we would all have to have not only no makeup and no hairstyling, but we'd have to have no jewelry, no clothing, nothing. Okay, back to living in the woods, living in the caves, whatever, nothing, no shelter whatsoever. So we don't go around naked. We wear clothing. And it's protective, but it's also adornment. So you wouldn't, just like you wouldn't leave your house with no clothes on. That's kind of how I see makeup and hairstyling. Because I wear something different every day, and you're going to pick out something that flatters you with your body style and with your coloring of your hair and your skin and your eyes to bring out the pretty tones of all the different colors in your hair, skin, and eyes. So you're going to wear something that you enjoy that's comfortable and beautiful. I don't think makeup is any different. I really don't. And that's how I – today I'm going to do very light makeup. Tomorrow I'm going to do – I'm going to get all glammed up. Because I'm going out, and it's going to be fun. That's how I see it. Now, the
yes,
man's thing is interesting. Don't you wish they would pick up a little bit for us? It's like, okay,
that's
sir,
because
you can,
they're
you
from,
can do
that's
this.
Because they're from Mars.
They don't see it. They don't.
I love
I'm
it.
Like, hey, dude, you can do some sit-ups for me. It won't hurt my feelings. You can stand up a little straighter. You can wear something more fashionable. You can get a different haircut. What's wrong with that? Now, men still have the vanity. They have the self-consciousness. That's a human thing. That's as a result of our society.
Yeah.
But it's kind of look to us to do all the glamming.
Yeah.
I think that's
it's
funny.
True. Well, I certainly could appreciate the perspective that whoever put that little caption together, you know, men don't have to make the same kind of effort to step out of the door every day. Some of the things you just mentioned I think are critical if you're at all conscious of how you decorate yourself, you know, keeping the hair up to date and beards trimmed and, you know, all of those kinds of things. But I guess the perception is that we are trying to wear a different face to the world. And that's the main reason I wanted to talk about it, just to provide some clarity. Will it change anybody's mind? I don't know. But I think it's important that there is an additional understanding behind the why. And the purpose of why we love to do the glamour. It is
we
just
don't
absolutely
do it just for
fun.
Them. It's not just for them. It's for us.
No. It certainly is fun to look wonderful for them, but it's actually the thing that we do, that we do for ourselves. Well, I know that you serve many clients, in one-on-one, up close and personal appointments and sessions. I want to talk about that and some of the things that you said before, and that is that you create beauty from the heart. And I, and you and I had a short and interesting conversation about that, because it really is very inspiring as a makeup artist to see how a person feels once they learn an appropriate type of makeup and amount of makeup for themselves that they never really thought they would be able to achieve that kind of beautiful look for themselves. Tell us about some of your experiences.
Oh, my goodness. This is nothing short of magic for me when I do this for someone, because I have a huge kit full of all these products, every color imaginable. It's like some kind of sickness. I just can't pass a makeup store without adding a few things, because I always want to have lots of tools at my disposal, and I want to have lots of things to offer to a client. But and everybody comes in, they come in for all different reasons. Sometimes I'm doing a wedding. Sometimes it's a personal makeover. Sometimes it's a businesswoman who needs a really terrific headshot to show a great image for her company, and I'm, you know, putting her together by professional. But at the core of it, for me, it feels the same, that my job is really to spend a few minutes with that person and really look at them, really see them, and talk with them for a little bit and find out what they're trying to do, not just for that session, but in life. Like, what are they about? You know, just find out a little bit about them. And it's funny. My term for it is falling in love with them. To me, when you fall in love, you look at that person as if they are the most wonderful and beautiful person on the planet. So for that hour, I just completely fall in love with this person, whoever it is, man, woman, child. It doesn't really matter. It's a spiritual type of experience for me. And I see them, and I hear their voice, and I listen to their story. And as I'm starting to work with them, and I'm seeing, wow, beautiful skin, really nice eyes. They're kind. I want that to show on their face. I'm going to make sure their eyes look like they're very kind. They love to laugh. They have beautiful lips. I'm going to really be careful with how I do that. So I feel like I am finding the gold and the beauty inside of them, all the wonderful characteristics they have, all the beautiful messages that they're trying to share with the world, because that's why we're all here. We've all got some kind of message to share. And that's my job, to find that. And I put that on the outside. And the funny thing is, I used to think I'm just putting it on the outside so other people could see it, so the camera could see it. Okay? But the coolest thing, when I realized, after doing this for so long, sometimes they don't even see it. So when they look in the mirror, there's this little instant, this little spark that happens. And it's amazing. And I watch it, and it's the best part for me. I'm like, oh, I can't wait. It's coming. It's coming. And they look in the mirror, and they're like, oh, my gosh. And they all do it. And they're like, they're amazed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, gorgeous. I'm like, well, yeah, of course you are. I just made it a little more obvious. Yeah, sure.
Right.
So that's how it is for me. That's how I experience it. And I really am trying to put together an experience for my person, my subject, in that chair. And they leave feeling a little bit different about themselves. So I think people that I'm able to work with, and people that makeup people all over are able to work with, this is part of what we do. And I think those subjects might be able to get that idea that, oh, I'm not just hiding behind a mask. I thought it was a mask, but it's not a mask. It's just another way to look at myself, a way to bring out something else in me that I hadn't had a chance to emphasize. And now today I'm going to do that. And tomorrow I'll emphasize something else. Does that make sense?
It makes perfectly good sense. It's not a mask. It's really magic. That, as you said earlier.
It is.
That's awesome. It's awesome. What do you find are some of the most common beauty tips that you give to people, Carol? What are some of the more common ones, or maybe people ask, or what you feel like they can't leave you without knowing?
Oh, yes. I love beauty tips. I love beauty tips. I put them on my website. I post them in social media. Everybody loves tips, and there's so much you can do with just little tiny tips. I think my first favorite would be concealer, because I think 90% of all the people I work with really can benefit from a little concealer under the eyes, because there's nothing more distracting from beautiful eyes and a pretty face and a big smile than if you have a lot of shadowing under the eye. So, and I don't feel it's a mask to cover that up, because you weren't born with that. That's from a diet issue. It's from a stress or a hormone or a sleep issue. There's many, many reasons why it can happen. It could be just a pigmentation thing that develops over time with age. But concealer is one of those must-have things. And it should be about a couple shades lighter than your natural skin tone and blend it in very carefully. It'll take 10 years off of you. It's amazing.
Yes.
Love concealer.
Anything else?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Women do not pay attention to their eyebrows. It's amazing. But eyebrows, do they think they need all this eye makeup to make a statement? And you can, and that's fine. But if you ignore the brows, they're arcing over the entire eye, and they are a very strong horizontal feature in the top of the face. They kind of set the tone for the whole face, really. So if you
right.
brush them up and groom them, fill them in just gently, just beware of the Joan Crawford, okay? Don't be heavy-handed with it. I think an eyebrow pencil should be maybe one shade lighter than your natural eyebrow hairs if you want it to be natural. If you want a high-fashion look, that's another thing. But just to go to work and look great, one shade lighter, blend in gently, and pow. I mean, you could get away without eye makeup sometimes if you just groom your brows, do some concealer, and then lip color. That's my number three.
I do that all the time.
Oh, gotta have lips.
I put
gotta
on a little concealer
lips.
In my brows, and that's my eye makeup for the day. It really does make a difference. And I want to share something, and I know you'll high five this one. That I share this whenever I have an opportunity, because you said something that is so critical of how the concealer will take 10 years off the way you look. It's really real. But here's another thing that a lot of people, both men and women, forget, and particularly if you wear glasses. All day long, you're rubbing your eye area. Just rubbing it, because your eyes either itch or they feel tired or they feel dry or they feel something. And you don't realize that what you're doing is a couple of things. You are creating very light bruising around your eye and underneath your eye, and you're also stretching the tissue around your eye by doing that all day long. My theory, my thought, is to never ever do that. And someone said to me, but what do you know if your eye is itching? What do you do if you feel like you need to rub it? I said, you just don't. You just don't.
You suck it up.
And I have challenged women, and this is the truth. I said, in 3 to 7 days, you will see that bruising leave, and you will not believe how bright and youthful your eyes are going to look just by eliminating that rubbing. Because without you really thinking about it, you're doing it a couple of hundred times a day. So you're breaking down some of the thinnest tissue on your face each and every time you do it. And I promise you, I'll make anybody who's listening the same challenge. If 3 to 7 days, that bruising, that discoloration is going to minimize, if not disappear, and you're going to see an entirely different brightness and usefulness to your eye area. And boy, by the time you pop some concealer on it, you're going to look 15, 20 years younger.
That's a fantastic tip. That is fantastic.
For sure. Well, listen, I know that you are available to do seminars and workshops and other interviews and experiences and all of that. So let people know how they can get hold of you, your website, and any other information that you would like to share.
Absolutely. You can reach me on my website. It's carolstover.com. And I've got a little newsletter you can sign up for there. I give out free tips and information. And I'm just about to revamp my whole newsletter. It's going to have tons of great information in it, lots of tips, product reviews, news about things that I'm doing, workshops coming up. So definitely go sign up for that. And I've got a page on there with my whole portfolio. Lots and lots of fun faces that I've done for all kinds of purposes. I'd love to hear feedback. I love feedback from people. It's very, very useful. So, yeah, well, I'm available for sessions for whatever.
Well, I have loved having you as my special guest today. I love where you're coming from when you talk about beauty and what it means to a woman. And it's not just a mask. It is magic. And I love the fact that you really want to bring out something special from the inside with each and every one of them. Is there anything that you'd like to put out there as a last wrap for anything that you may have said or maybe we didn't mention before in our conversation?
Oh, just to take good care of yourself, be gentle with yourself, give yourself some time off, good diet, little exercise, and look in the mirror every day and say, hello, gorgeous.
Absolutely.
It'll change your point of view.
New attitude. That's what I'm talking about.
Exactly. Patty's got it.
Yeah, for sure. Carol, thank you so much for coming on to the Foxology stage today. It's been absolute fun. Enjoy talking with you. And I'm going to look forward to us maybe getting together again toward the holiday time so we can share some real special tips with people of what to do to really create some holiday magic with their
looks. Sounds good. Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I have been talking with makeup artist and photo stylist Carol Stover, and boy, does she know her stuff. I hope that you will look at her website. It's carolstover.com and see how you might be able to get some more of that information through her website and her newsletters and all of that she is so eager to share. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen today. I tell you, I want to do anything that helps us all be better and more wonderful and more beautiful. So I'm going to say be beautiful, not just, through the art of makeup. Be beautiful in your personality, too. Be beautiful in your spirit. You know, one of the best things I ever heard somebody say was beauty is as beauty does. So all these things we do to make sure we decorate ourselves well, real beauty is in how we come into and present ourselves to the world. So you take that with you today, and I hope you make it a great one, and I'm going to look forward to talking to you next time. Thanks so much for listening.